Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies.
Welcome
so blue
to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free to give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Daryl's in Pittsford, Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I'm going to disagree with you on a couple of things this morning.
Oh, perfect.
We're, you know, disagreeable up here in the Green Mountains.
Oh, yeah, it's
a
definitely...
coffee ground.
Yeah.
Dry your coffee grounds right out, bone dry, because you can spread them a lot easier. Otherwise, they look like you stuck your hand in a honey jar, and they just clings to you, and you can't whip them where you want them. So if you dry them out, you can sprig them. You want to have them looking sort of like you were a fan of pepper, spread it on your mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little bit here, a little bit there. And the reason I spread them is not so much for the plants, but for the night crawlers. Because they like to come up and select a couple of little grains and take them back down. And every time they do that, they're sort of rototilling the soil from down below. And it's one of their favorite treats. I mean, who am I to deny a nightcrawler a couple of, you know, coffee grounds? He also mix a little corn in there. And the time of the year, you get some oak leaves falling. They like to run the lawnmower over the oak leaves and turn them into little bits. And they use that around some of the plants that like acid, because they are acid and they'll stay acid. And the blueberries seem to like it. We tend to prune our blueberries right down to the ground on whichever cane is looking a little on the dry side, because they'll only go a couple, 3 years, and then they give up the ghost, and we'll cut them down and get them out of there. But other than that, you know, it's not too much effort. Just can get up early enough to eat the blueberries on your cereal in the morning. Then I'm wondering now whether I should, if I'm going to go to California, if I should like shave or something my entire body, because I'd be arrested for a fur burning animal. You know, it's crazy people out there. Man.
Jeez.
You hear it all, I guess. But.
Yeah, well, it is what it is, but everybody's got their thoughts, so. Now, Daryl, what do you think about using the coffee grounds in the liquid form by mixing it with water? Would you or would you rather keep it in its regular state?
I like it dry, but it's not going to hurt it to use it as a wet mulch if you want, or just as a to send it out there with almost like a sprayer. But the dry method is just You get them and you put them in a jar. You just dump them around and toss them a couple of times. They'll dry out pretty fast. But as soon as you lay them out, first time it rains, they're going to get wet enough to sort of reactivate, if you want to use that word. And but they can be somewhat tenacious when you're trying to move them around, because they are small and they do like to cling together, and you don't want to have like a lump of them here and a lump of them there and a lump over there, because it doesn't work as well. When you spread them out real thin, and that's why I'm doing those for the night crawlers to come up and take them down. It just makes it easier.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, for the, it is one of the points that I didn't add to using the coffee grounds, but I do know that, you know, putting any of the compost in there or anything like that, organic type matter, is going to help with your worms, your night crawlers, to help create a nicer soil. They always say if you're seeing worms in your soil, you have a good soil. Now, if you can actually see some of the earthworm castings, that type of thing mixed in there, then you have really great soil.
Right.
But that's something you definitely want to bring in the area, because they're doing nothing but good. The worms are going to come up to the top, obviously, and bring it down. But while they're doing that, they're moving the soil around, making it not as heavy, etc. So it's definitely an added benefit as well.
Of course, if you've got absolutely nothing better to do with your time, you can block off an area and try to count the night crawlers in there. And it's hard to believe just how many worms are in a cubic foot of soil.
Yeah, it can get pretty high depending upon, you know, the organic matter that's in there and everything that you're doing.
What are you doing now? Always out in the garden counting worms. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
You just have to do. Well, I think that's enough trouble for today, and I'll wish you a good day for the rest of it.
You too as well, Daryl.
And, okay.
We'll definitely talk soon. Thank you. Have a great one.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All righty. That's our friend Daryl up in Vermont. Definitely has some great tips to add to what we discuss, and I haven't discussed any of the soil that's in the ground of the loam or loam at this point, so I didn't get those comments in just early enough today. Anyways, he did have some great points about the worms adding to the soil. It's nothing but beneficial, so something to be thinking about. We do have another call on the line, so we'll get right back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sunites in Tennessee.
Sunite, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, well, why are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing very well, man. I know you've been having a whole lot of fun behind my back, you know. Why you do me like this, man?
Yeah, you know, got to have fun every day, right?
Yeah, just running in the ground, the cold, cold ground.
Yeah.
Yo, hey, I finally came up with a Christmas song, and I will say this up front. You know how a pathological liar is? They just lie and just keep lying and telling different and different. That's why I'm hey, just tell them, put your hands behind your back. You ain't going to tell it right. Let's go. But anyway, my songs, I'm sort of like a pathological songwriter or entertainer or something called it. It ain't going to never be the same. You ain't going to put no handcuffs on me.
No.
Let's see what it sounds like. Patty. Every time I say I do the motivated, I go on out, I let the sun hit my faces, I get my hole, I go on out in the sun, and damn it.
That sounds great tonight. Well, we thank tonight. I thank you for calling this. Appreciate it this morning. All right, tonight. Thank you so much. Thank you for calling tonight. I appreciate it. All right, that's our friend Sue Knight out of Tennessee. He loves using certain fish, the goat guts, to be doing. He's got some good songs, so thank you for that. Tonight we definitely appreciate it. A little southern flair right there for us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food originally designed for professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods including Holly Tone, Plant Tone, and Rose Tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now we're going to go to a break, so you can give us a call. Get on the line with us, 855-660-4261. We do have some open lines, so give us a call, and we'll do everything we can to help you out. And we're going to be right back. Thank you.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonaid Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonaid Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have a call on the line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Kathy in Pennsylvania.
Kathy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have a question about sunflowers. They're on their way out, and I was wondering what's the important to leave the heads out.
I'm sorry, Kathy, you broke up a little bit. All I heard was it sounded like you wanted to use the heads of the plant. Is that
of the sunflowers? Yes. Is it best to cut them down and let them dry out outside, like? Or to leave them on for a while and to dry out.
So I would definitely cut them to get them to dry out because they're going to dry out a little bit quicker that way. When they're still on the stalk, the water's going through the plant itself. It's actually okay. Still moving through. Not that there's a lot of water going to it, but there's still the stream of it working. So that's something to be looking at. So I would definitely cut it and dry it that way. You can leave it outside in the sun and have it start to dry out like that. But I wouldn't leave it on there necessarily. Okay. Sometimes what can happen is if you look on where the sunflower head was, it's bent down a bit and the stem right after it might be like broken a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Or at least not rotting, but very soft and has bent it that way. That might mean that some of the water's gone out of it, et cetera. So it might be okay to do it that way. But I would definitely cut it to let it dry like that.
Okay. And the birds don't seem to be going at them anyway right now. Yeah.
No.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Good luck with that, Kathy.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye-bye. Right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some open lines, so give us a call. Do have some thoughts about the lawn right now. The fertilization program, I always have liked to talk about a five-step program. And so our winter fertilizer can be put down at this time, depending upon when you put the fourth step down. If you put it down mid to late September, you still have about 4-6 weeks to put it down, as long as the ground isn't completely frozen. So I would look at using it, end of October, first week of November, trying to do it at that point to get it in there. Because the ground, it does get frozen, but some of those roots are working over the winter. Microbes are in there. You want to give it something to really get it going for overwintering. So it's something to think about. We do have a call in line, so we're going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Alan in New Hampshire.
Alan, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah. Good morning, Pat. I just love your show. It's very, very helpful to many of us out here.
Thank you.
Three questions, if I may. I'm on the board of a condominium association, very small one here in Durham, and we have lawn issues that are, and this is sort of like my domain, lawn and maintenance, and I'm just trying to figure out a solution. The first issue is the crabgrass that grows at the sides of the driveways and at the street, after the salting and whatnot for the winter. Is there a solution to this?
It's not a perfect solution for it. But one of the things you can do is at the end of the season, once the salting has been done, using a gypsum product in those areas, what that does is leaches the soil a little bit, takes anything that's just sitting in the soil, get it going down versus, sitting on the top and basically killing any of the grass that's there, allowing the weed seeds to germinate a little bit more easily. So that's something to do around driveways and walkways to do that. The other thing is to actually, you probably have it late in the season because it's the warm temperatures that added to the driveways, etc. There's products to use at that point with a bonide crabgrass killer. Alan, we're going to go to a break, but I want you to hang tight because I know you have a few more questions. We can discuss that in a little bit more when we get back, so we'll be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs through adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Louisiana's Democratic governor is going to face a Republican challenger in a runoff election. John Bell Edwards getting about 46% of the vote. In yesterday's balloting, he needed to exceed 50% to avoid the runoff. But he told supporters last night,
I'm excited because tonight we are one step closer to four more years of moving Louisiana forward.
A black Texas woman is dead after a white police officer shot her inside her own home. The cop was investigating the house in Fort Worth because a door was left open. Body cam footage shows the officer peering inside a window. He sees someone and tells her to put her hands up, and then he opens fire.
The woman's identified as 28-year-old Atiana Jefferson. The officer, whose name has not been made public, is on administrative leave. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world run a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some open lines, but we are still on the line with Alan from New Hampshire. Alan, thank you for hanging tight with me.
A pleasure. Thank you.
So with that crabgrass, we'll just get back to it a little bit. You know, that salt that's sitting on there is going to push it, you know, sit on the soil and kind of almost create like a little barrier for the other, the nice grass. It's going to kill it back. Then the weed seeds are going to be able to germinate easily. Hence why you have the crabgrass, because it is, it just kind of goes wherever it wants and it goes for the weaker areas. So, like I said, the gypsum early in the spring to break down that soil and get it through, break down the salt and get it through the soil so it just doesn't sit there. That's the problem that'll happen is if it just sits on the top, it'll kill the grass. So it's a rule of thumb to be thinking about putting the gypsum down anywhere there's salt that's going to hit it. The other thing, you can use a crabgrass preventer in the spring when you do like a spring fertilization. But what I would also look at is doing it not just once, but doing it twice in the spring. There's early season crabgrass that starts to produce, and then there's a late season. And so the seeds are at different time period. So if you put it down early, like they say, you know, when the forsythias start to bloom, that's the first one. I'd wait about 4 to 6 weeks later when you're about to put step two down and put down another crabgrass preventer. They actually sell crabgrass preventers that have no fertilizer in them. So you can just use it as a crabgrass preventer, allowing you to use step two at the same time. So something to think about when it comes to preventing that crabgrass.
Okay, we are going to give something a shot. I've got a page full of notes here already. That sounds like a good option. Excellent. May I go on to question number two?
Sure. Yeah.
One of our local landscape companies. Now, we do have a lawn maintenance company that comes in and does three-level fertilization and spraying for us, a budget. We have to watch that pretty closely. But I got an email from a local company that is offering aeration, overseeding, lime, and potassium right now at this time of year. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, so it can definitely help. I would think my only concern at this point is, you know, if when you set up an appointment, when are they going to do it? Overseeding, aerating, and adding that would be perfect to do if you could do it now, within the next week to 10 days. If it gets further than that, I wouldn't, you know, think about it. I would like to have seen something along those lines happened maybe back in September to get you some more growing season. I'm not saying you can't put seed down at this point. I just, with a work like that, it looks like, you know, as a condo association, you're going to be spending some money on it. I would have liked to have seen it done earlier, maybe mid-September. Versus now when, if you get it set up, it could be end of October. You're not getting a lot of growing degree days that you need for that soil get the seed going. I mean, there are parts where you could put some salt marsh hay or something over the top to kind of keep that the same temperature. I don't know. I would have loved to have seen it earlier.
Okay, that will be a note for next fall then. Because, again, we have to watch the budget, and so that's good. We'll just put that one off. And but thank you for those comments. That's very valuable. Okay, third question, and if I may sneak in a real quick fourth one. Third question, cutting back Rosa rugosa and butterfly bush. How far down can those be cut back, and can it be done now?
So the butterfly bush you can do in the spring. You can actually, because they bloom and grow on their first year growth, 1 year growth, so you can actually cut those back to about 6 inches. I do that in the spring. The Rosa rugosa, any roses, I like to prune them in the spring, right about when the Red Sox come back to Fenway, is what my father always used to say, was the first time that the Red Sox come back and play for real. You know, when we say real, we're, you know, not spring training. When they come back to Boston and actually play, that's about the time to cut back the roses. It depends on how big the rose is. I wouldn't cut it way, way back. But if you're looking to trim it and get some new growth here and there, some areas you can take more than others. Like to get rid of some of the old canes that are on there that aren't as good. Maybe look a little bit weaker. You're looking at any of the branching that's cross-branching, you don't want them to sit on top of each other. They can rub onto each other in the wind, breaking apart that outer layer of the bark, opening up the plant for pathogens, etc. So kind of thinning it out, that's something you could do at this point. You could thin it out a little bit, getting rid of some of those canes that could rub up against each other over the winter. What I'd like to see you do for the winter on some of the Rosa rugosa or any of the roses you might have is cover them up to about 4 to 6 inches with mulch, or even if it's leaves or pine needles, etc., around the base of it to keep it protected for the winter. Roses don't have like a very deep root system. So a lot of the roots are going to be close to the surface, so you're doing a little bit more protection by doing that.
Okay, excellent. Frantically writing here. And a final point, natural lawn care is something that we're looking into here as opposed to using all the chemicals. What is the success on that? What I've been told basically is that you do it more often, it costs more, and the results are not as good.
Well, so I agree with two out of the 3 points there. You do it often. It does cost a little bit more, but I've seen great results with it. It's not just about using your fertilization steps. It's about finding out what else is going on with the soil to figure this all out. Now, I would start with a pH test myself. Figure out what your levels of pH are. Are they high? Are they low? Find out what other trace nutrients are in there. See if there's another issue that's going on. Now, if there's something else going on with the soil, you can actually fix that with natural products to break up some of the clay-filled soil. I've talked about it a lot. Magnesium is an issue in the soil. Breaking up some of the magnesium as it creates a barrier and doesn't allow some of the fertilizers to go through. You want that to be freely, the fertilizers to go through the soil easily versus just sitting there. So the pH test would be the way to go first before you would get into the natural process of it. Long term, you're not going to use as much fertilizer on a natural fertilization program. At first, you're going to use it, you know, a bag that you normally would buy, you know, a 5,000 square foot bag with a synthetic product. The organic's going to do about 2,500 to, you know, 3,500 square feet. So you're going to use more product initially, but long term, over time, once the ground is healthy, it can actually do more, it can be more beneficial. But it starts with the pH test and definitely starting there to get it. Because like I said, long term, it will be beneficial for you.
Okay, great. Again, frantically putting my last words down here. Got it. Okay, Pat, thank you so much. You're super helpful and I'm very grateful.
No problem, Alan. And for you and for anybody out there, if you missed anything, you can actually get the podcast on our website at paulparent.com. You can go up to the top there, and you can actually find old broadcasts. So if you have questions that you remembered hearing, you can actually hear from that. And especially today, I know you're writing, you know, frantically, but maybe you can hear something.
Will do. I'll be on. Thank you very much.
All right, Alan. Thank you so much for the call.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. You may not know it, but most lawn fertilizers actually spread chemicals and pesticides across your entire lawn. Until now, that's been the history of lawn care products. It's also why Espoma has developed an affordable, all-natural lawn program that's safe for kids and pets. You already know Espoma as a name you can trust. They've been making organic plant foods like Hollytone and Plantone for over 89 years. Imagine a great-looking lawn that you're not afraid to walk barefoot on. It's a whole new day in lawn care. Look for Espoma Organic Lawn Food Products wherever quality lawn and garden products are sold, and visit Espoma.com to learn more about organic lawn care. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Now, a lot of great questions there from Alan, so you know, we can recap a little bit here. But organic lawn fertilizer, that is one of the things that I hear the most. What Alan said is that you do it more often, it doesn't cover as much, and it's more expensive, and it doesn't work. I want to keep talking about it because I do disagree. If you can actually take care of your lawn and take care of the soil first, making the soil, understanding what's going on with the soil, you can just put fertilizer down and make it happen instead of using synthetic chemicals to kill everything or to prevent everything. Lawns that are thicker and more lush don't have as many weeds because the weeds can't compete with anything you have there. So organic lawn foods are awesome to use, but you have to do a little bit more to it. But then again, you would want to do those same things if you're using a synthetic product because you want that to be successful too. So going back, it all starts with a pH test and getting it looked at for what you can do. So for those of you out there who have worked on the lawn and want to get into it next year a little bit more and redo more, maybe now's the time to get that pH test taken care of, taking a soil sample and sending it away. Natural Alternatives has a great soil sampling that they do. I would look at that because it's one of those things where if you know what's going on there, you can be so successful with the lawn, and that's where it all starts. Nathan, we do have a call on the line, so who's up next?
Colleen's in Massachusetts.
Colleen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a question about vines.
Okay.
So I made the mistake of purchasing a trumpet vine. Planted it around my vegetable garden, and now it's taking over. And so, because it's by the vegetables, I don't want to use any kind of a caustic chemical thing to kill it. But it's all over the place. How do I kill it?
So, one of the things I would do is find the main plant where you started and start there and cut out some of that. Obviously, it sent out shoots and gone to different areas. But it's almost like you have to use that to kill it. Any area that has a shoot coming out of the ground, there is an organic killer. It's called Burnout from Bonide. What I would do is cut the vine so it has a fresh wound on it and use this Burnout almost with like a paintbrush and painting it onto the stem itself. That will actually help some of it going. The other thing is you need the sun to help burn it, so you want to keep that sun up there. So just a thought. I'm going to go to a break, Colleen, but I don't want you to leave yet, because I can give you some more information on the other side of the break. So just hang tight for me. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a up on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Colleen about trumpet vine and getting rid of it. And the fact that it's right next to the vegetable garden. So you don't want to use chemicals to get rid of it. So one of the things that we talked about was using burnout. What I don't want you to do is try to rip out all of the roots, all of the branching that's all on the ground that's kind of stuck into the soil. Reason being is sometimes you can leave roots in there almost causing it. It's almost like you're pruning it and causing it to have two or three branches come back up. So you want to find, you know, where it goes into the soil and cut it back by about to about 8 to 10 inches or so. At that point, here's a couple other ideas for organic solutions. Basically, a vinegar solution. I believe it's like 20% vinegar with water. You would actually mix it together and spray it onto those areas. That vinegar will kill it and work that way. You want the white vinegar to be using. You want a few of the leaves on there so that the leaves can burn and work that way. Another one is to actually burn them. They sell a little torch. I believe it's called Little Dragon. And it has a small propane tank at the end. You turn it on and you can actually kill weeds with it. But this would be one way, if you cut it back to about 12 inches, burn it. It's not going to, you know, start the whole area on fire, obviously. Keep a hose in the area just in case if it's an area that's really dry. Most likely it isn't. We've just had some rain here. But a torch can actually burn that right to the ground and kill the roots that way. So that's a thought. And then the one that you can buy out there is the sodium chloride products, which is basically a salt, heavy salt-based. Natural Alternatives has a product called Adios that you could use that has that. And those are all organic ways of doing it. So I think one of those should work for you. Maybe not, you know, combining a couple of them to make them really go away. So hopefully that helps you, Colleen. You know, the burnout's a good one, but using a couple others organically to kill weeds is definitely beneficial. You know, you can use synthetic products, especially right. You know, you can use it if you do it the right way by using that synthetic and painting the fresh wounds on the plant so it just goes right into the plant. You don't have spray that's going everywhere and going to different ways closer to the garden. If it's real close, I wouldn't go anywhere near a synthetic. You know, further away, the better. Synthetic doesn't usually sit in the soil and just wait. It does leach out, and it usually takes about 7 to 10 days for it to leach out, so I don't see it as, you know, completely devastating, but I wouldn't use it real close to the garden. So, for those of you who want to give us a call, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And before we go to break, a little personal news. My daughter, Katie, turned 4 on Friday. Had a great weekend with her. She's super excited to be 4. She's all grown up now because she's 4, so it was awesome to celebrate with her and family. Pretty awesome. I still remember the day she was born. Remember her being born, and I look up, and Tom Brady scored a rushing touchdown against the Dallas Cowboys. It was perfect. Everything was perfect. Just a happy birthday to my daughter. She's turning 4 today. It's really exciting. Pretty cool to have a 4-year-old right now. But anyways, we do have open lines going into the 8 o'clock hour. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we still got a couple hours to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. We'll do everything we can. There's no, you know, no bad question to be asking, because somebody out there might have the same question as you and just doesn't have the nerve to call. So give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we'll see you on the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.